Today, I want to ask, just before we get started in today's message, did some of y'all start gratitude journals this week? From our last week's message, did you share and just kind of begin to work on how you can be thankful for things in your life and looking at how God is working in the midst of so many different crazy things? Or maybe you've just been seeing that there is good in the midst of all of this stuff that God's doing. Well, we're going to continue because we've been talking about just walking in a new positive mindset and really looking through Scripture as to how God would desire us to live our lives as we are navigating this crazy season of coming out of so much haze and negativity and depression and frustration and complaining and all of this stuff. And this morning, I want to just talk to you a little bit more about one thing that I may struggle with in trying to stay positive, and maybe you struggle with this too, but it's really dealing with self-confidence. Because, you know, I can go through life and I can think I'm going to be doing some amazing things, and then I'll stumble, I'll fall, and I'll just think, man, I blew it again. You know, I'm one of these guys that I love to make a plan, a Bible reading plan. I'm reading the Word, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. I've done it for 3 days in a row, and then I'll sleep in, and I won't read my Bible for quiet time, and I'm like, oh, I'm failing. Great. What's the point? You know, and I kind of go through these cycles of trying to stay positive, but one of the things is that I really struggle with this idea of confidence, and it doesn't take much to trigger my insecurities, okay? I could be walking down to the store, walking down the aisle at City Market, and I'll be just, you know, kind of looking. I'm, you know, a smiley guy anyway, and so I'll be smiling, you know, and somebody's looking, and they could be looking beyond me at something else, and they're like this. I think they're looking at me, and I'm going, what, do I have something in my teeth? Is something wrong? What did I do? Oh, man, this is probably the worst day. And so I take it upon myself, and I start to feel those insecurities, or it's an awkward moment. You know, I'll be standing there talking to somebody, and I'll say something, and they'll get kind of quiet, the other person, and then I'm like, okay, I'm stupid. I don't know if you guys know who Chris Farley is. He's an old actor. He did Tommy Boy and Black Sheep. Some of these other movies. I feel sometimes like Tommy Boy or Chris Farley in awkward moments, and just I'll say weird comments. And I kind of struggle with this. And at times, I just don't know if you ever feel this way. Maybe you felt this way, and maybe you haven't, but I think we all can, in some ways, deal with insecurities in our life, and we can lack confidence. And I think they manifest themselves in at least three types of people that I can kind of see and observe in myself, and maybe you can identify with this as well. These insecurities manifest themselves in people pleasers. We're so insecure that we may not necessarily stand up for ourselves. We say yes to everybody all the time. Yep, okay, I'll do it. I know that I've been guilty of that on a number of cases where people have expected things and said things and they want me to be a certain way, and I will respond by doing exactly what they want. This was something that growing up I realized with my family. I was a people pleaser in my home and I wanted to do things, but eventually I couldn't do them right. So then I was the total opposite of just going, well, then why even try? I don't know if you can relate to that. Another thing is the fishers. All right, the people on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about, who are like, take a picture of themselves, no filter, no makeup, hashtag just woke up this morning feeling lovely, and you're like, what, why, and you know, and then they comment about themselves in their own picture, and they go, bleck, or whatever, you know, and they're looking for those people, say, girlfriend, you're beautiful, oh my gosh, you're gorgeous. You look so fine, whatever. You know, I don't know what it is, but they're fishing for something. But here, it's not just Instagram stuff, because I do this too. Not on Instagram. I'm not like, check out my new shirt, you know, whatever. I don't do that. But what I'll do is after, I mean, no joke, I will walk off the stage, and I'll go to Jill, and I'll go, so how was it? I'm fishing. You know? So was it any good? How'd I do today? You know, or I'll go home later and I'll go, yeah, I just wasn't feeling it today. I don't know. Church just, I don't know. What do you think? You know, I'm fishing for that stuff. I'm looking for that compliment. I'm looking for that outside boost from somebody else to build me up, right? So that's another way that we manifest insecurities. And then there's the one-uppers. The people that you go, my dad's better than your dad. You know, or maybe you're having a conversation with somebody who's like, yeah, this last week I had to, you know, fix the little water thing in the toilet. And, you know, it took me about 30 minutes, but it just, I feel pretty good that I actually didn't need a plumber and I fixed the toilet myself. And you're talking to this guy and the other guy goes, yeah, you know, I just totally redid my bathroom this last weekend. You know, it wasn't really any big deal, but I did all the tile work myself and I just threw it down. You're just like, shut up. You did not. Liar. We're always trying to do these one-uppers type things, right? And I know that we can deal with these insecurities to the point to where some of us may feel so bogged down that these insecurities will rob us of what God has in store for us. And so we can get to the place where it can be, our insecurities can take us to the point to where we may not want to go to the job interview because we may think to ourselves, well, I'm not worthy of being hired. Or, you know, I want to go back to school, but I don't feel like I could really handle the online school thing, or I just don't know if I can do it, so I'm just not even going to try, or I'm not going to try, I just don't think I've got what it takes to lead a life group, I just can't necessarily ask the right questions, or I don't think I've got a Bible seminary degree, so I can't lead life groups. Maybe, guys, it's that, man, she is just so good looking, she's just so out of my league, I just can't even try, I'm not even going to try. Whatever it is that you find yourself stopping because you don't feel like you can because the insecurities are holding you back, I want to just encourage you today that we don't necessarily need more self-confidence, but what I want to try to encourage us with today is that we need more God confidence. All right? Let me just pray really quick for us this morning. God, I pray that you would speak to us about this today, that you would just open our ears and our hearts to receive, Lord, from you this idea, this way that we can actually build confidence in you and from you, and knowing that you are the one that brings this truth of who you are and how you have created us to be. So, Lord, we submit to you today in your name. Amen. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:12 says in the Message translation, it goes, forget about self-confidence, it's useless. Cultivate God confidence. That's where we want to go today. And I think that when we look at this, I really want us to make sure that I don't want you to be confused about this, because self-confidence is important to have this, but really when we get down to self-confidence, what the Bible talks about, it's actually pretty crazy that we should more be focused on God confidence rather than self-confidence. Because listen to this. In Jeremiah 17:9, it talks about the heart being deceitful. All right? In Matthew 26:41, Jesus says that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak, right? And then Paul talks in 7:15, and we shared this a couple of weeks ago, where Paul's going, man, I know I'm not supposed to do, and I don't do what I know that I'm supposed to do. You know, he's got, his behavior is inconsistent. So when we think about self-confidence, we can recognize that we're going to fall short no matter what when we're focused on the self. And that's why we need to focus on the truth of who God is and what God says. All right? And so there's three truths I want us to work through to help build our God confidence. All right? And the first one is this, that my God is always for me. My God is always for me. Now, some of you out here today might be even saying, no, Mark, that's not true. God has been out to get me from day one. And you might have been walking through some hard things, and I don't want to negate those things, but hear me, God is always for you. Let's look at it from a parent's perspective, all right? Now, some of you may have had really bad growing up situations, all right? But I want to take you to the very point of a mom and dad teaching you how to walk. A mom and dad, and hopefully you're like this too, but I would imagine you as a parent, even if you don't have kids, I'm hoping that someday you'll be this way, that you would actually look at your child, see them in a position to where they would, they're you know, starting to get to that point where they're starting to crawl on things. You know, they've been crawling around for a while, and now they're starting to stand up on the table, you know, and they're looking with their big chubby legs, and they're smiling there, you know, and they're kind of scooting along the table, and they're bouncing, and you recognize it's time. So now you start to grab them by the hands, and you're walking them around, and you're making these goofy noises. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You're so good. And they're walking around with their hands in the air, and they're just so excited to be moving and walking. And you're sitting in front of them, making the goofiest, most ridiculous faces. Come on. Come on. It's no wonder our kids are smiling at us when they're little. They're laughing at us. You know this, right? We're doing all of this stuff. We're encouraging them. And what happens when they fall over? When they sit and they fall on their cute little buns and their big diapers and their big padded diapers, and they just go, boom, you go, ooh, that's okay. That's okay. We could do it again. Let's get back up. And you take them by their little chubby fingers, and you start walking them again, and you start making these, and they do one step, and you're going, yay! Now, hear me. Maybe God's not making goofy faces at you going, yay! But imagine God the Father for you, calling you out, saying, you are good. You've got this. Come on. Sure, you know what? The thing is that we walk through consequences of our actions, and when we are making bad choices, of course there are going to be times where we have to pay the price of our bad choices. But that's not God getting after us, right? When we're focusing on the Lord, and we're focusing on His plan for us, we're looking to Him for that, we will find that even in the darkest times and the most frustrating times, we know that God is for us. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, if you really believe that verse, and Paul's writing this, and if you really believe this verse, what is stopping you from doing the things that God, you may be feeling God is calling you to do in your life? How would this change the God confidence in you? I want to just encourage you with something as a simple testimony. Look around the room at these flags and at these tables. These are individuals. These are groups. These are people who have said, I'm going to take the confidence that God has put in my heart, and I'm going to step out and do something that's risky. But you know what? I know that because God's in the middle of this thing, He's got me. Notice I didn't say, I got this. But notice that He's got this. And in the midst of that, some of the testimonies that you can ask some of these people about what they've done and experienced, it's mind-blowing where they have gone because of the confidence that God has put in them, this God confidence that they walk in, that they're able to do exceedingly and abundantly more because they are trusting in the Lord and knowing that He is for them, not against them. All right? I want you to hear this too. We are living, many of us live a life from a for the approval of God mindset, where we're actually striving, we're working towards, we're doing things for God. I want to go out, I want to do this stuff for the Lord. And we strive, we try to make and manifest this fruit, this spiritual fruit, and we're striving hard to do this. I want to just encourage you with a change in this, that instead of working for the approval of God, I want you to understand to do things from the approval of God. You already have the approval of God. You don't have to try to get it. You already have it. So when you walk in this stuff, let me just encourage you to begin to understand that God is for you. So when you're hoping to climb out of a mountain of debt, understand God is for you. All right? When you're reconciling, wanting to reconcile a broken relationship, understand that God is for you. When you're trying to start a new business, God is for you. When you're wanting to go on a mission trip, God is for you. When you're praying for that miracle, understand that God is for you. Hebrews 10:35, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Remember that to know that God is for you. The second thing is this, that my God always helps me. Your God is always for you, and your God always helps you. Hebrews 13:5 and 6 says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. You don't have to walk this life through alone. You can walk with the confidence knowing that he is for you. He has got you. And it's not just about that he's for you. It's not like he's just cheering you from the sidelines, but he's also there to help you. I think of it this way. We homeschool our kids, and, you know, when they were younger, I would help from time to time. Jill Moore says, instead of when I say we homeschool our kids, Jill would say it's more she homeschools the kids. And I understand that, and it really is true. When they were younger, I mean, I'm not the biggest math person. I was more of the English side of things. I could show you where a comma goes. But for the most part, math was not my thing. Once we started hitting letters in math, I was out. All right? My oldest is doing trigonometry now, and I'm like, this doesn't even make sense to me. It's so far beyond what I know, what I've learned, all of this stuff. So, you know, I'll look at my kids, and you know, they're all in like letter math now. And so, you know, they're losing hair and they're like turning gray doing this math stuff. And I see the stress in their faces, and I go up to them like, hey, what's going on? You know, and I'm hoping they're like, yeah, I'm studying history or I'm studying science, you know, and I'm like, ooh, cool. You know, they're like, yeah, I'm in math. And I'm like, can I help you? And they're like, no, I need mom. And so I'm like, well, maybe I can try something, you know, and so they're like, fine. And they look at it and I look at it and it's just, nope. I'm like, yeah, you're right, you need to go talk to your mom. I don't even know, I can't even get it. But they understand that when they need help with math, they go to the one that they know can help them, all right? The thing is true with even the Lord. We should know in the depths, in the bottoms of our hearts, that when we are struggling with even the smallest thing, we should be able to have a God confidence understanding that we can go to God who is our helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. So when you're desiring for a stronger marriage, go to the Lord because he'll help you. When you have those difficult conversations that you know you come up with and come up against all the time, God will help you walk them through. Financial stability. You want to start a ministry. God will help you do this. You don't have to try to do this on your own, all right? The strength to endure, faith to move forward, peace to sustain. God will help you in all of these circumstances. And I want to just say, too, that you may be walking through a hard time now, or in the past, you may have walked through some difficult times, and you went to the Lord, and you said, God, could you help me through them? And it may not have seemed in the moment that God was walking it out, helping you through the problem. Well, I want to just say that in my own life, I was thinking this way just recently as I was dealing. You just pull me out of this pit. Just get me out. I believe that you are my helper, and I want you to pull me out of this stuff. Would you just free me from this dark space that I'm in? And over I'm praying this, and throughout that time, what I noticed, what I remembered and reflected back on was this. Numerous people were coming into my life saying, Mark, you've got this. Mark, I believe in your leadership. Mark, I'm praying for you. Mark, I'm standing for you. I'm believing that you've got what it takes. You are the pastor of this church. You can do this, Mark. And I'm hearing this. And at the time when I'm walking through, I'm like, you know, complain, complain, complain. You know, that type of a thing. But in this season that I'm in now, looking back, I'm going, these were from other people. People were speaking truths from the Lord into my life and speaking these things into my life. They were helping me walk through this season and showing me things about myself that I couldn't see at the time, but God was revealing them through these other people. God will help you. It's such a beautiful thing. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. He is that place that you can go when you are walking through the hard times, when you are struggling with the difficult things. He is the one that you can go to. He is an ever-present help in trouble. What does that mean? He is always there. Again, we look at the scripture, never leave you or forsake you. If we believe that scripture is true and is the inerrant word of God, then logically we can assume that what it says is truth and not lies. So when he says he is an ever-present help in trouble, we can understand that he will always be there. Always. Never leaving. He's the only one that will make good on that promise. He works in absolutes of always and never. We don't work that way. But God can. I will always be there. I will never leave you. Ever present in your life. So God is for us. God helps us. And thirdly, God is still working in me. He's not done. It's a process, right? I figure that the moment that God is done working on any one of us is the time that he goes, all right, come and hang out. Let's go. Come with me to paradise. Let's spend time together. It's time to go. That's when he's done. But until then, in this journey, he is going to continue to work on us, and he's going to continue to be that coach in our lives. He's going to continue to be that Lord, that Savior, that one is going to continue to pour in to each and every one of us. God has so much grace, you guys, for you and for me in the process that we will blow it. We always will blow it. I guess we do work in absolutes. Huh. We will mess up. Talks about in Romans that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. We've all messed up. We've all decided at one point or another in our lives to turn our backs on God and to say, you know what? I'm going to do it my way. We've all done this, right? And we've all fallen short. And we've all messed up. And there is so much grace in the process with this. That God, God looks at it in this way. I kind of see this as an aspect of who God is, that he is always working in me. Is that I could have the worst day as a kid in baseball, striking out three times, two errors, you know, bad throws, all of this stuff. I'm just feeling down about my ability to play, and I'm thinking to myself, I will never start another game. This is the worst day ever, baseball. And the coach comes up, and he says to me, he goes, hey, Mark, today was not your day. Nope, today was terrible. But that coach says to me, but I know that this isn't you. This is just a bad day. You have the ability in you, Mark, to do great and amazing things. I know that that throw that you overthrew first base from third, man, hey, next time it's going to be a BB shot right to the glove. You have that ability in you. You can do that. And we're going to practice that this week. And we're going to do a little bit more batting cage time for you this week. And we're going to get in there. We're going to take some more swings, some more cuts on the ball. We're going to hit that thing. We're going to get you back to a place of understanding that you have this ability in you to do this stuff. I believe in you, Mark. That's an amazing coach. Man, I wish I had a coach like that in my life. I didn't quite have coaches like that. I had one guy that says, if you want to play, you got to work harder. I said, done. But here's the thing, we do have a coach like that in the Lord who is always pouring into us, always working in us, always encouraging us to do great things. And he is the one that wants to use us to do awesome stuff, and we can do missions. We may not be necessarily called to Uganda or Mozambique long term. We may be able to go short term. We may be called to our neighbor. We may not be called to Cambodia but we're called to our church. We're called to our community to do something. God is at work, and he can use somebody just like you to do amazing things. In Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this, that God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I want to invite the worship team to come back up here as I kind of finish up. I want to just say that you may be wrestling still with some spiritual doubts on this stuff. There may be a nagging habit that you're wanting to overcome. There may be a struggle that you're fighting in your confidence, and it's manifesting in one-upness, or it's manifesting itself in, asking for compliments, fishing, whatever it may be. However those things in your life are still there, it's okay. Remember, God is working on you. And remember that God is for you. God's got an amazing adventure in store for each and every one of us, and a story. And we go back to remembering that we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so when we begin to see how God has been moving in our lives, and we begin to look back and see all the ways that he has never left us, that he is for us, that he is working in our lives, that all of a sudden we can begin to build and grow in that confidence that God is pouring into us, that he is saying in his word that we are more than conquerors, right? That we have overcome, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Remember, God is never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. He is always going to be in this ever-present place of building you up and working in your life. Will you allow him to do that in your life today? So would you stand with me? And let's recognize, as we sing a song that reminds us about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where there was another in the fire, that God was right there with these three young men who said, we will not worship any other God. We will not worship anything else but the Lord. We will stand strong. And in that moment, what a beautiful demonstration of all these three truths. And can you imagine when those three guys walked out of that fire? Was there ever going to be anything in their life that would deter them from standing for God ever again? No way. They got to hang out with Jesus pre-baby. Pretty amazing. And they got to walk with the creator of all things. And he's going, good job, guys. Is it comfy in here? I can turn down the heat if you want. Way to go. Way to stand strong. Don't quit. Keep fighting good fight, because I'm with you. I will always be with you, even to the end of the age. So stand strong. Stand true. Let's do it. Let's have God confidence.
Well, there it is, guys. Thanks so much for joining us today for church. Look forward to just the next weeks of just talking about positivity and digging into it with you. Hey, today, if you have any prayer requests, we ask that you would just comment below those prayer requests, and we'd love to reach out to you. Even if you're just like, I have a prayer request, comment that. We want to reach out and hear that, maybe on a direct message or something like that. So let us know that. Also, if you want to give your life to the Lord today, say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Type that in the comment box below. We want to pray with you. We want to celebrate with you. And we want to get you started on this new adventure and this new relationship with Jesus. So with that said, guys, thanks again for joining us for TRC Online. And I look forward to seeing you right back here next week at 9. But in the coming weeks, on the 11th, we'll be viewing and starting at 10. So just remember that. Next week, 9 is when we're going to live stream. But on the 11th of July, we're going to be going at 10 a.m. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here next week.